Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Emotionally, it is easy to dismiss the work of Dr. Anna Maria Mielchia, for it is very disturbing. But her work is shown through scientific testing and backed up by government and NGO documentation. And the evidence shows that humanity has already been infected with cutting-edge surveillance nanotechnology. This is a follow-up to my last report on Dr. Mielchia's hydrogel research. New research shows that those who receive the COVID shots emit a fluorescent orange glow in their faces that is visible under a UV light of 365 nanometers. And those who have been exposed to shedding emit this glow around their nose. After his wife was coerced into getting the COVID shot, PhD Justin Coy began his own research. He found that the more shots a person received, the more they glowed under UV light. The glow can be seen initially around the nose, and over time spreads throughout the entire face and into the neck. After a hot shower, filaments are expelled through the skin of the vaxxed, and these filaments also emit a glow under UV light. These filaments not only glow, but they have been shown to move on their own in spastic movements. And they are also attracted to people. In videos, they can be seen trying to latch onto a finger. And when a person who has received the shot has dry skin, these expelled filaments will become airborne. This could explain how shedding occurs from the vaxxed to the unvaxxed. The Pfizer trial document stated that an unvaxxed individual in close proximity to someone who's been vaxxed can be infected by inhalation and skin contact. In 2008, a biological nanotechnology pesticide designed to kill the brown moth in the state of California was deployed and appears to have included the same sort of fluorescent invisible microdye that we see in the scientific research. Dr. Hildegard Staninger tested individuals exposed to this nanotech pesticide and found that a glow could be detected in their eyes under UV light. Dr. Staninger called this the Eye of Horus effect due to its similar appearance and claimed it was due to the use of fluorescent thiocyanate in the pesticide, which according to the literature would have been used to track the effectiveness of the dispersal. The idea has been around for decades. The Institute for National Security Studies, Non-Lethal Weapons, Terms and References, published in 1997, discusses an invisible infrared dye which is visible under UV light so that rioters can be later identified. Justin Coy points out how the genetic code for luciferase, a bioluminescent enzyme found in nature, is included in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, along with SV40, which could theoretically allow the luciferase to be written into the genetics of the recipient. Coy proposes that this could be what is causing the vaxxed to glow under UV light. The TRACE Act, HR 6666, COVID-19 Testing, Research, and Contacting Everyone Act, was introduced in May of 2020. The bill authorizes the Centers for Disease Control to contact, trace, and monitor the population. In late 2020 and early 2021, people all over the world started noticing purple streetlights, which is the color of UV light. The quantum dot tattoo research funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation provided a way of detecting whether or not a person was vaccinated by including fluorescent medical information in the vaccines. Invisible near-infrared tattoos that would imprint beneath the skin to later be read by customized smartphones. In the scientific literature on quantum dot research, these fluorescent medical information tattoos have a similar appearance to the faces of those infected by the vax under UV light. You may or may not believe in biblical prophecy, but it seems clear that the ones running this diabolical program are using it as their playbook. From Revelation 13, "And the second beast required all people small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark. But never forget, we still have free will. Greg Reese reporting.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. The Sleeping Giant. Brother,
mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the Sleeping Giant has awoken. The sleeper has awoken. Boom. And the plans of the New World Order are disintegrating as fast as they build their system around us. Destined to stand for only 1 year before it collapses. But they're far from completing it. We are living in the most incredible time ever. All right. I say this every day now, and 5 years ago I might say it once every 6 months. This is an incredible broadcast today. They're always amazing. I must cover all this news. So we had some other guests scheduled. I cleared the decks. We have one guest popping in on Julian Assange and the extradition. He spent 160-something years in prison for espionage here in the U.S. That guest is a lawyer. They're popping in the last 30 minutes of the third hour. But everything else is going to be news, clips, analysis, and I am supercharged and massively prepared today. All right. I have five stacks in front of me that illustrate the global awakening against tyranny and how fast it's moving and the power we have as people awaken and learn the power they have. So I'm going to be hitting all of that first. Then some of the best unintentional comedy ever. But this is an ongoing standard tactic by the think tanks, by the big endowments, the Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford endowment that run the CIA. They do this all the time. They come out and they say things that are just total lies. They'll say ice caps discovered on Mars the first time. They were discovered 100 years ago with telescopes, and now probes have landed on them. But they'll just say discovered first time. Why do they do that? I'll explain why. There's other psychological tactics they use where they say, you know, two men can have a baby. X and Y chromosomes don't exist. That's like saying water isn't dihydrogen monoxide. It's just absolute, the opposite of science, the opposite of facts. So you can call it unintentional comedy, but it's the joke's on us if we buy into this. Oh, Stanford medicine study identifies distinct brain organization patterns in women and men. Now, that's not by anatomically looking at the structure of the brain or even watching the behavioral differences in males and females in every species, not just mammals or marsupials. And that's already been done massively for hundreds of years and was well known. It's hooking people's brains up to computers and saying, oh, the brain waves are completely different. Yeah. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a medical person, but I love reading medical journals. My dad is a physician. But this is sixth grade science textbook when I went to public school. It's an absolute fact. And so I'm going to just talk about, coming up later in the hour, a few of the differences in the brain of men and women. But let's just give you a little tidbit for anybody who wants to look it up. The Greeks didn't call themselves really medical doctors, but they were philosophers, and they did some of the first drawings and sculptures of the anatomical shape of the body and made the first statues that were really anatomically accurate, masterpieces carved of stone. And they would cut open parts of the body and try to write about and guess what they did. And they knew the brain did the thinking. They knew the heart did the pumping of the blood. And they even knew the liver was the thing that cleaned you out. They just figured it out. They're the original scientists, basically. The Egyptians and the Greeks and the Babylonians and the Chinese, the Qin. And they all found the same thing. Whether you go find 4,000-year-old manuscripts in Egypt or 4,000-year-old manuscripts in China, they figured it out. Without any to quote modern science. But the first thing the Greeks wrote about was looking at a woman's brain, young or old, who died. They pulled them out and they looked at them next to a male brain. And they noticed a lot of things. A male brain's bigger on average. That doesn't necessarily have a chihuahua that's tiny, as smart as a German shepherd. But the point is, male brains are bigger. Male bones are thicker. Everybody knows that. Males are twice as strong on average, more stamina, everything. And it's not putting women down. It's a fact. Men can't have babies. There's a bunch of stuff men can't do. But the Greeks noticed that there were three times the connections between left and right hemisphere of the brain. And, of course, now, going back over 100 years, they've hooked up wires. They've had it totally down for 60. And they can see the difference between a male and female brain, the greatest difference. There are three times the connections between a female's left and right hemisphere than there is in the average male. Now, some women have more of a male brain and have less connections between left and right. But that's why women in general are kind of taking everything in. They have women's intuition. They're kind of focused on everything and seem like they're daydreaming quite often. They're not. Their hemispheres are communicating with three times the Greeks saw the brain, nerve connections, and said, well, these woman's brain is like more one and men's brain are two. And funny, that's what the science is once they hooked them up to electrodes. So this big article, top of Yahoo, AP, Reuters, oh my God, the brain of a woman and a man is different. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely preposterous. Men and women's brains do work differently. Scientists discover for the first time. That's like scientists discover a big yellow ball in the sky for the first time. Scientists discover that fish live in water. Scientists discover that birds fly in the air. Scientists discover that if you cut your head off, you die. Why do they do this? Well, first they tell you there's no difference in all the movies and culture. Then they go further, and like every Netflix movie, every new movie, the women are the boss, the men are idiots. You know, it started back in the 70s where male role models looked like morons, Archie Bunker, married with children, you know, the list goes on and on. And then they even brag that the CIA funded that, and they had John P. Holdren and a bunch of others have gone on TV, White House science czars, and bragged, oh, yeah, starting in the 70s, we undermine the nuclear family and the image of males being the leaders. Paul Ehrlich, also famously in the 70s, went on TV and said, we're funding the Hollywood and TV executives to make sure that we undermine the family and the role of men. Not to make women empowered, but to break down our families. So I'm already kind of going into this, but later in the hour, and if I get busy on other news, or the start of the next, I'm not sure yet, because I'm going to spend at least 30 minutes on this. I'm going to, and by the way, I don't come in here and tell the crew what to pull up. They're just able, listening to me, they just type in whatever I say, and they find the documents, the bills, everything I'm telling you. Because, by the way, men and women are one species. We're the species split in two for competition. And that's how all the different species are split up. That's how we're designed. Not just mammals, not just Homo sapiens sapiens. But did you know women have twice the blood-brain barrier of a man? That's why they're more resistant to autism. 95% of autism is in men, is in boys.
Did you know that they have twice as thick a blood-brain barrier as men? Did you know any medical doctor, any trauma surgeon, any battlefield surgeon will tell you that a woman can take more gunshots and more blood loss than a man? Did you know any doctor that delivers babies will tell you female babies are twice as tough as a male? To survive, not to win a fight, but to survive one, because they are what produces the next generation. Women are incredible. And if I had to pick one of the side of the species that I would say is more amazing, I have to say it's women. I mean, quite frankly, that's why all the ancient cultures worshipped the goddess, because they could just see these women have babies, these women give milk, these women take care of everybody, these women are incredible. Women are incredible in their magical, holy role that God created. Men are expendable, designed to go out and provide. Our brains, left and right hemisphere, are barely even connected, so there's no confusion. There's absolute direct action. That's why a woman...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I haven't gotten numbers like this since George Washington. Look at that. Zoom in on that. That's why they're crapping their britches. Oh, you mean we didn't see through all the corruption before? They thought they could, you know, just indict Trump and have juryless trials and have all these clowns up there talking about how hot rape is with no evidence Trump even touched her or ever met her. And then now they're like, well, why is nothing working? Let me explain something to the CIA and to the Carnegie Endowment that runs it. I'm going to explain something to MI6. Listen, dumbasses. It was real easy for you to inherit all this Western power, and then people were asleep because they thought there was a social contract and were just living their lives and having a good time. It was easy to fool and lie to people when they were asleep and trusted you. People aren't asleep now. Most of them aren't, and the others that are asleep are waking up fast. Reality's dawning. People aren't asleep anymore, and they don't trust you, and they don't like you, okay? Let me explain that to you, all right? And you think with your strategy of just attacking me and attacking Trump, and then you thought all that behind-the-scenes stuff a couple years ago that I'm not supposed to talk about, it's off record? You think when you harassed Joe Rogan and messed with him? I could have told you real quick what was going to happen when you did that. You forced him to completely wake up and join us, and now he's as hardcore as it gets behind the scenes, but like a jiu-jitsu expert, is rolling out his attacks slowly and watching his moves. And they already know all that. You thought messing with him and threatening him and doing a bunch of stuff that doesn't want me to tell you about? I was sitting there smiling like a Cheshire cat 3 years ago when you guys started harassing him. What do you think harassing Aaron Rodgers would do? Think you'd make him stick his tail between his legs and pee-pee on himself? So you guys think we're like you. You think when you mess with my family's been getting messed with hard, folks. My dad this morning is so damn happy, 10 years younger, being attacked like this, and he just said, son, I'm tired of you even, I want you to take the gloves off. They want to fight, they're going to get one. Who the hell do you think you're dealing with, trash? It's that great scene near the end of that movie, Elysium. I don't like Matt Damon as an actor, but it's a good movie. And the head of the planetary elitist colony orbiting the Earth is ordering around these illegal commandos, he said, running around killing people. And she says, if you don't get this handled, you're going to be hung. He picks up a broken piece of glass. He goes, hey, lady, we do the hanging, and jabs it into her carotid artery. See, the New World Order took the gloves off. You're the ones that set your army of pedophiles loose on us. You're the ones that did all this while we were asleep and while we were decadent. We deserve some of the blame. But we didn't run it. We didn't do it consciously. You are guilty. And you're the bad guys. And your problems are only going to get worse. So please keep persecuting people. Please keep attacking people. Please keep threatening people. And see where it gets you. And case in point, we're going to cover this right now. You know what? I don't do this to make you continue to tune in. I do it because you only, I'm the same way. If I don't whet your appetite and kind of like put it out there, dangle it, and pull it back, it won't have big effects. So this news is so important, I'm not going to cover it right now. I'm not going to make you wait long. We're going to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back and hit this, okay? But let me tell you, it's like you wake up when you're a little kid, you smell bacon cooking and biscuits. Maybe it's pancakes. You know that smell. What's mama cooking? What's daddy cooking in there? My dad's a great cook as well. So I never knew waking up in the morning, my dad do breakfast a lot. And I'm, well, that smells good. When you get a little bit older, you're 10 or 11, you start drinking coffee. Oh, I smell that coffee. That smells pretty good. I don't think I'm getting a cup of that. You know what I smell? I smell globalist blood in the water. I'm like a big old 20-foot-long great white shark. And I smell a lot of blood, of the political lifeblood running out of your veins. Oh, what's that? I smell fear. Yeah. I've got my hands around your throat. The American people got their hands around your throats. And when we're done with you, you'll wish you'd never been born, you trash. You murderers. You killed 20 million innocent people. You shot up millions of children that are flopping around like dead fish dying. You are absolutely disgusting filth. But you see the power you had and the levers. We could depopulate. We could control. We could corrupt the medical system by getting them on board with us. Then we could do whatever we want. We could use them all for guinea pigs. And it's going to be so wonderful. Oh, so smart. You inherited the American and British Empire, and then you crapped it all away, selling out your own power base to China because you'd make more money in the short term. You are not far-thinking, globalists. You pretend like you are. But if you were really far-thinking and looked at 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th order events, you would know that you have followed the absolute worst course you could ever follow. And my mission, even though I hate your stinking guts and I love victory of you and I shouldn't rebel, I'm a Christian man, and when I was young, I rebelled all the time. And it was certainly attractive in the culture and people liked that, but I repent of that. I was doing a little reveling, a little kind of skates on the edge of Satanism. I repent because that's not why we're going to defeat you. We're going to defeat you because you've got your foot on the neck of our children. And you're scum, and God's watching, and God hates your ass. And we're going to get you out of the way, and we're going all the way to the stars and beyond. Yes, to quote Buzz Lightyear, we're going to infinity and beyond. And it's going to be messy, and a lot of people are going to die. But at the end of the day, you know it deep down inside, Lord Rothschild and all the rest of you, that you're going to be pushed into the fires of history, and it is you who will be destroyed, not us. You set the trap, you dug the pit for your fellow man, and now it is you that will be consumed, not us. Is that clear? I know it is. Good. Know your fate and embrace it. My fate is to throw everything I've got at you, and it is an honor, and it is a pleasure. And it is a sacred, absolute duty. And I am so thankful to the God of the universe and the God of consciousness and the God of everything that is good that I have been put in this position with so many other great men and women to stand against this evil and to be persecuted by it. It is the ultimate blessing. And is our God not incredible to continue to give us such incredible opportunities? All right, when we come back, a lot of good news. A lot of good news. There's not just evil in the universe. Evil is not the only thing that has a will. Discover your will. Discover your spirit. Like an antenna pointed at God.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
The sleeping giant is awakening. The people around the world are rediscovering their power. From Sri Lanka to India, from France to Germany to the United States to Canada. The people realize that an anti-human world is being built, that we're being told we're obsolete, and people are flexing their muscles. And I've got a lot of examples of this I want to hit right now. But the first big one is the weaponization of the judiciary and the legal system, and how Soros took over almost all the DAs
many of the judgeships, close to half the attorney generals, and they send them to these big seminars, lavish hotels, all over beautiful places in the world, mainly the Caribbean. Penny Willis, all of them go, and they teach them how to engage in criminal activity and how to work with the media and think tanks and how to engage in fraud and how to rig juries or not even have juries. And so people are watching this, and they're seeing it unfold, and they're realizing, wait a minute, if Donald Trump doesn't have any rights or Alex Jones doesn't have any rights, I don't have any rights. Now, the problem is the electronic voting machines and fraud in places like New York, where the Democrats aren't the majority. California's been red. It's always been red. It used to be redder than Texas. But if you get Democrat election officials over your systems, it's over. They're now appointing illegal aliens in San Francisco and in Chicago to run the election boards. I'm not kidding. I covered it yesterday. I'll cover it again later. So it's all about flaunting it in your face, rubbing your nose in it. They think will make you become conditioned to accept it because, again, they thought you were awake and bullied. People were asleep. Now when you're awake and somebody's punching you in the nose for no reason and rubbing crap on your face and trying to cut your kid's penis off, your little girl's breast off, you're like, what the hell? And they reapply more intimidation, they reapply more attacks. So what about the truckers and more right now? So for folks that don't know or don't pay attention, in Europe, in the United States, there's a lot of famous trucker protests and farmer protests that have changed federal laws, that have had huge effects, have changed national laws around the world. There was a case, what was it, a decade ago or so, that the trucker got 110 years, an accidental wreck. The judge just was persecuting the truck driver, and they shut down Colorado for 4 or 5 months. Prices exploded. Businesses were shutting down, even big ones. And so the judge said, okay, 10-year sentence. That shows the power of the people. So I knew this would happen last week when the truckers get pissed that they mean business. Hardworking, competent people that also have a lot of time to listen, so they're very politically informed on average. I'd say 90% populist or conservative. There aren't many liberal truck drivers, so they live in the real world. And so I knew when this got announced last Thursday or so and it exploded, it was the top trend almost every day on X and everywhere else since then, that when members of Congress came and shot their mouth off about the truckers, and when Democrats, prominent ones, came out and talk show hosts and attacked them and made fun of them and said, we'll just replace you with driverless cars and trucks and we'll just get you fired, they didn't understand that trucking is still one of the only things that's not centralized in this country. There's some huge companies out there, but the majority are middle-sized trucking companies or independent operators. And they understand they're all under attack, so they're not in a union, but they've got a basic solidarity. They stick together. They have to. It's a tough job. And they came out, and I got a bunch of examples, but you've seen them. I'm not going to bore you with them. And said, you're idiots. You're all going to get fired. You're going to go bankrupt. No, they've got all the loads they could ever want to take around the rest of the country. And the truckers have said, hey, if you live there in the area and you're a small trucking company, you got to keep delivering. We're not mad at you. We're not going to, quote, take your lunch. We're not going to beat you up like leftist, you know, unions do if you cross the picket line. And so now truckers are saying, okay, so you're now making fun of us and saying you're going to get rid of us and calling us Nazis. We're just going to now intensify it. And that's the thing about the left. They think they're dealing with an asleep population still. And to a great extent, you're not. And the more you act like the surly, arrogant, bravada, hubris, chutzpah-filled scum, the worse it's going to get. So, Trump now backs the trucker boycott against New York City over fraud verdict. But there is a bigger thing that just happened. And I've got the articles right here. Thousands of companies, including hundreds of large ones, in just the last 5 days, since the ruling Friday, have said, we were going to move to New York, New York State, New York City. We're not now. And everybody else is voting with their feet. And great, you're bringing illegal aliens, and you're bringing in mentally ill people, and you're bringing in criminals. And so it's taking New York from a dystopic crap hole, a Mad Max Road Warrior Beyond Thunderdome scenario. And the globalists want to collapse things universally and then buy it all up and rebuild it with Build Back Better, but that's not going to happen. You're just collapsing your own areas. So this is an example of solidarity and people taking action, people waking up and saying, we're moving to Florida. We're moving to Texas. And then when the jobs and the industry and the votes are there, people are going to vote for their prosperity more and more because they're awakening. People when they were asleep voted against their own self-interest. And it's going to pull all the wealth out of those areas. So New York will be worse than Detroit within a few months. It's already hellish. And when it's being run right, it's a great place. Giuliani wasn't perfect, but he was running. It was great. New York, great museums, restaurants, theater. I mean, it's a cool, big city, you know, buzzing. You know, go out with friends on boats, drive around the Statue of Liberty at night. I mean, it doesn't have a bad vibe. At least L.A. has always had a bad vibe for me. I just feel like I'm Superman with kryptonite around my neck when I'm there. The spirit's so evil. You can feel it. New York, it didn't have a satanic feeling to it. I was there a couple years ago doing some podcasts, and I had the L.A. feeling. And there was just pedo pride stuff everywhere. So they're destroying themselves. They're cutting off their nose to spite their face. And so famous investor billionaire Kevin O'Leary slams New York City ruling against Trump. He did it on CNN and on Fox. Both are excellent breakdowns, and it's true. So I'm sorry for the workers and the good people in New York. I like real New Yorkers. They can be Hispanic, black, white, Puerto Rican, great people. That's not even who New York now is, like half illegal aliens that don't even know what the hell they're doing. And there's riots, a bunch of riots, the illegal alien centers beating up the police. And they can't play the race car because almost all the cops are black that were in that precinct. And it's just not working anymore. People see they're, again, going against their own self-interest. So that's another big example. And of course, an even bigger one is, they had 80% uptake or 75% uptake on the first poison shots 3 years ago, and then 50% uptake, and then 30%, and then 20% now. In some demographics, it's 15. Our guest said 15 yesterday. The real number I've seen is about 5. So 5% are taking their so-called fifth booster. So there is a learning curve here, and people are just voting with their action. And now the hospitals that fired hundreds of thousands of nurses and doctors are begging them back in the U.S. and all over the world. And they're begging the military back, saying, okay, we'll sign a contract. You have to take any experimental shots. They took a run at us, and it blew up in their face. And they killed 20 million of us, and it's been rough, and it's terrible. But I'm seeing really good signs everywhere. We're not going to skip this break. I'm going to come back and hit the Kevin O'Leary rant that is a hole-in-one. If it was a golf, it's Tiger Woods, hole-in-one. I mean, it's Michael Jordan, you know, super fly. It is amazing, and it's what we're going to do. They want to put us under a social credit score, take everything away from us to control us. We're going to checkmate your ass, and we're going to take everything away from you, the New World Order. And then we're going to indict you, and we're going to throw your ass in prison. I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327.
Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Populist movement worldwide against the New World Order, 1776. We could spend 30 years doing it.
I had a good friend.
Knowing that when the enemy made their move,
he never called me.
Everybody would then go back to all the breadcrumbs we laid out and find out how to beat you. And it all happened.
My grandpa,
because it wasn't my plan.
And his dog,
it was
be a businessman.
God's plan. All right, so there are so many examples of the people waking up and saying, no, it's happening everywhere, and realizing that when the system's at war with you and the system has broken the social contract, it's not your system. It's not legitimate. It is not just your right. It is your duty to abolish it and rebuild it. But we're not going to have a violent civil war. That's what they want. This isn't a civil war with each other. It's not a civil war with the government. The government's been hijacked. It's removing the hijackers. Again, if you're on an airplane flying as a tourist, let's say from London, England to Cairo, Egypt, and all of a sudden guys jump up with bombs and guns and they take over and put the pilot and co-pilot in handcuffs, and put on the uniform. They do that sometimes and say, do what I say. Is the airline the enemy? Are the pilots the enemy? Are the stewardesses the enemy? The flight attendants? No. It's the hijackers. So you don't blow up the airplane to get the hijackers. You decide to let's roll and try to stop them. And so the globalists can only get away with this if we don't know they're the bad guys that are orchestrating it. They say that. They say, we're bringing in this big change. We're going to blame it on the governments and the people, and we're going to have them all fight each other, and then we'll be the saviors and pick up the pieces. No, you're not, because we're going to expose your ass. And we have. Every popular icon now is exposing the New World Order. You can say, well, are they good? Can we trust them? They're coming over to our side because we're winning. It's academic discussion. I know Tucker's for real. Whether Musk is or not, it doesn't matter. He's wreaking havoc. I mean, they thought Alex Jones was a problem. My God, he's just devastating them in real time. They don't like it. Maybe he wants to replace them. Maybe he wants to take over. You can say that. But he sure as hell is ruining their world. He's wrecking their world. So, now, and I've got the reports right here, thousands of companies have announced they're leaving New York because of the judge's ruling. Because everybody knows it's a fraud that has to have a brain. Everybody knows you go to banks and they want you to value the real estate at a positive level. That raises the whole market. That ensures they're going to get more money. And every investment Trump ever did paid off. And the banks tried to testify and the judge would shut them down. And people see that and they go, my God, if no jury even involved, if a judge can just take somebody's company away and take dozens of big buildings and golf courses away and put a federal receiver in running Trump's company right now that's a Democrat that works for Bill Clinton. If they can do that, they can do it to anybody. Of course, Trump's a big, powerful man, the president, with billions of dollars. They've cut his wealth in half already. He's doing it for everybody. It's amazing. You can't sit back and complain about it. He's the man in the arena. Is he perfect? No. But it's easy to point out a strong man stumbled when you're not in the arena. Print me the arena speech, please, by Teddy Roosevelt, thank you. Or just the heart of it from Paris, France. So what I want people to understand is you're in a historic moment. And yeah, we've been getting our asses kicked forever. We were asleep. Now we're not asleep. And as you get up out of the bed and your nose is bleeding, your eyes black, and you've got a knot on your head, maybe even a stab wound, and you look at what's been stabbing you and biting you, and it's like a one-foot-tall, bug-eyed, retarded gremlin. And you look at yourself that you're not asleep. You're like a 50-foot-tall, steely-eyed giant with giant arms and legs and huge claw hands. And the moment you realize your power, you're like, gremlin, game over. Maybe the gremlin bites your hand a little bit, pisses on you. It's about all it can do. And that's why they hate you. Because they're globalist parasites, and they know your potential. So they want to hurt you as bad as they can so you never rise up spiritually, culturally, economically, and throw them off of you. But the minute you realize they're the enemy, BlackRock's the enemy, the Private Federal Reserve's the enemy, the Carnegie Endowment's the enemy, the Rockefeller Foundation's the enemy, the moment you realize that and pull your support from them metaphysically, culturally, spiritually, economically, it's game over. So here's the billionaire Kevin O'Leary Shark Tank attorney laying out what's really happening in New York and how the sleeping giant has arisen.
This award, I mean, just leaving the whole Trump thing out of it and seeing what occurred here, and I'm no different than any other investor. I'm shocked at this. I can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. There's no rationale for it. And so let me give you a real-time experience I'm having regarding this, and I'm not the only one. It doesn't matter what the governor says. New York was already a loser state. Like California is a loser state. There are many loser states because of policy, high taxes, uncompetitive regulation. It was all already on the top of the list of being a loser state. I would never invest in New York now, and I'm not the only person saying that. And here's a real-time situation. In development in real estate right now, the hottest asset class is very high-end data centers. They cost anywhere from $2.5 to $3.5 billion each. They're very expensive. They require low power. You need permits. But most of the major institutions in the world need more data centers, and that's why developers like me are doing this. Now, you need power. So New York has Niagara Falls. Normally, you'd consider that to put in one of these facilities, create 400 jobs, 5 more jobs for each of one of those for auxiliary services. I can't go to New York. So I'm going to Oklahoma, North Dakota, West Virginia. Governor Stitt, Kevin Stitt, my staff have met with him. Governor Bergen, the same thing. Governor Justice. Those are winner states. They don't do things like this. I have to syndicate that debt and all that equity. We're talking billions of dollars here. Do you think any foreign institution or any private equity firm or any pension fund would touch New York? No. And that's why New Yorkers should be concerned. The fine people of New York should ask themselves, why are we such a loser state? How are we going to attract business? It's not just the existing businesses that are fleeing out to Texas and Florida. What about new money like this that I'm talking about, like a $4 billion data center? Not a chance I would put that in New York. Zero probability. Never. And so they've got a lot of work to do to find themselves getting out of this situation. This has all occurred post-pandemic. Winner states versus loser states. Look at Tennessee right now. Fastest growing city in America, Nashville. Winner state. Good policy. Competitive taxes. You've got to start thinking about this in the context of winners and losers. New York, mega loser state.
So, Kevin, what did you think of Governor Hochul saying this is like a unique one and done because Donald Trump went too far and was so nefarious? You guys, if you're just doing what you should be doing, you have nothing to worry about. But they're very worried about it.
Yeah, we're very worried. Every investor is worried because where is the victim? Who lost money? This is some arbitrary decision a judge made. This policy and what this says, what does this say about the bar, the legal bar in New York? Aren't they going to question this judge? What is this? $355 million and there's dollars as a penalty and there's plus interest at 9% and there's no victim? I mean, I'm sorry, her words fall on deaf ears to everybody. There's nothing she can say to justify this decision. And this has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Forget about Trump. This is not a Trump situation. This is a New York problem now. The whole world is looking at this saying, what are you doing to yourselves?
All right, so here's the bottom line. Communist China had all this Western money. It was the main investment point. Xi Jinping started seizing companies. Everybody left. India is now producing more than China in 3-4 years. It's the same deal. The globalists have overplayed their hand. The army the globalists use is a bunch of corrupt lawyers. They're a bunch of snot noses that don't think second, third, fourth order. We do. They're losing. Yeah, they're going to make it hell for me and Trump and the leaders in the fight, but it's okay. We're big boys. We're men. We're genetically designed to do this. We love it. You believe me, you. We're at number 13. Now, when we come back, we've got a lot more news to cover. I need your support. Great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now. InfoWarsStore now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.